Information Security and IaaS Governance, Chapter 4, IT Operations and IT Services Outsourcing. IT Operations and IT Services Outsourcing, the key contents would be the scope of IT operations, the processes in IT operations, IT services outsourcing. IT operations. IT operations personnel are the custodians of the IT infrastructure and system applications. They, to a large extent, support the three pillars of information security, namely the CIA triad, that is confidentiality, integrity, and availability. The team supports customers, which are both internal customers, that are employees of the organization, and external customers, or the end customers of the business, for their needs and issues. The team may or may not have the support of third-party service providers. Ideally, the IT team is governed by a chief IT officer or a chief information officer, which has also a chief technology officer located aside of him, or maybe governing the technology infrastructure head of the IT infrastructure. And the IT operations ideally would include certain third party service providers in case the IT team is not that big. It clearly depends on the organization structure. IT operations predominantly deal with the support operations, day-to-day, daily operations, backup operations, change management procedures, backup management procedures, and keeping the security and integrity checks of the various IT systems. IT operations is very critical to any organizations which hosts its own data centers, because they have to manage the data center facilities as well as the server infrastructure and the server located infrastructure. IT operations is also critical for business operations which are cloud ready and might be using cloud service providers as their IT operations third party service provider or a cloud service provider for their day-to-day IT operations. IT operations is one of the key stand pillars of the IT organization structure. Functions covered as part of IT operations are IT service management, application lifecycle management, infrastructure management, IT operations risk framework. IT service management are predominantly ITSM, are the day-to-day ticket raising, servicing of various application infrastructure, server infrastructure, and database infrastructures. This also includes the application-related bug management, or in fact security-related patch management. The application lifecycle management would broadly deal with the application designing, development, and deployment end-to-end, whereas the infrastructure management focuses on the management, maintenance, and operations of the physical IT infrastructure. This may be present on the cloud service providers and in case of cloud computing, whereas in a brick and mortar data center, it would have the rack management, the server server infrastructure management, and server networking and electrical capabilities. The IT operations risk framework is a risk framework designed to highlight security incidents, non-security incidents, and day-to-day technical operations challenges. IT service management, as I said, has a service desk which has the following key functions: interacting with customers, first line customer liaisoning, or maybe in fact the end user customers, and which includes both internal and external. As I highlighted, for IT, both are customers. Your internal employees are also the customers, and the business customers are also its customers. Recording and tracking incidents, problems, or requests for changes. The service desk or the service ITSM has to have a very robust framework. It has to keep a track of all the incidents and problems which are getting tracked on, and have to be in fact tracked, and it possesses its own escalation matrix. IT service desk has service desk level 0 employees, which are predominantly the guys which would have information handling at the base level or at the 0 level, and which goes up to level 1 and level 2 and even the SMEs for subject matter experts for particular IT related tasks. The escalation matrix is also a part of the service desk, keeping customers informed on request status and the progress. For every request which is raised on the IT service desk, be it an incident, problem or a request for change, an incident ID is generated, which is very similar to the order IDs which get generated when we order something online on Amazon or Flipkart or any other e-tailer. And we keep a record of our order as to where it has been dispatched to, whether it is on some warehouse, whether it is getting delivered to us today or tomorrow. In the same manner, the IT service desk keeps a track of all these reported incidents or registered problems and requests for changes which have been registered on the IT service desk with a unique ID which is called as the integrated ticketing ID, or it might be used to be as a service ticketing ID or a service ID. So this ID has to be very unique and it has to be tracked and is audited in the manner on an annual basis or maybe in periodic half yearly risk assessment exercises to analyze as to how many problems were raised, how many incidents took place or how many requests for change happened for a particular system. And hence this would actually quantify for an IT strategy as to which system requires multiple changes and which system is robust enough and is not requiring any further change. Service desk also has the following functions: making initial assessment of the requests and attempting to resolve those via knowledge base or knowledge management, or escalating based on the agreed service levels. As I said, there are multiple levels of level 0, level 1, level 2, level 3 and the subject matter experts, depending on when and how the problem or incident will get resolved. Managing the request life cycle, including the closure and verification. Once the request is closed and verified, the ticket ID is basically put to rest and it forms a part of the knowledge base or the knowledge management. This knowledge management can be used if a similar ticket ID is regenerated or a similar problem occurs again. For example, there has been multiple backups and restoration related errors which have been tracked via service IDs or ticket IDs created on the service desk. Whenever there is an issue with related to restoration and the technical team raises a ticket which is very similar to what has been already mitigated a few weeks or a few months before, the same resolution mechanism can be adopted on the level 0 level itself, and further subject matter experts need not be consulted. This brings down the time of management of the IT as well as the time of remediation of any patches or vulnerabilities. Coordinating the second line and third party support groups is also part of the IT service desk. In case there are issues which are related to risk management, then they would coordinate to the second line of defense, which is the risk management or the IT security management. The third party support groups, which would include the OEMs or the manufacturers of the IT system, would also be consulted in case the ticket is not resolved. Performing user satisfaction surveys and getting the feedbacks from the users with regards to the service delivery. This is in very similar fashion to how we give our feedback to various e-tailers, e-commerce websites or e-aggregators. Similarly, the IT service management for them, as I said, the users are both internal as well as external, and their satisfaction should be the prime concern. Various feedbacks which gets generated by the end users via these surveys could form again a knowledge base as well as would enhance the entire functioning of the service desk. Many security related incidents or cyber security related threats can get easily resolved if we have an effective service desk integration with the security information and event management tool, that is SIEM tool. And this is a process of ongoing automation of SIEM, security incident manage and information and event management tool, with the security incident generated to the service IDs tickets getting generated for that particular security incident. The service desk structure consists of local service desk, a central service desk, a virtual service desk. Also, it has the follow the sun, wherein the round the clock service or 24/7 network operation center, security operation center, and service desk operation center work to give the delivery to IT systems. There are also specialized service desk groups which cater to only specialized verticals of IT and ITSM tools. The service desk, which would be continuously monitored for their logs and the tickets which are getting generated, is also ready to be getting audited and also for monitoring purposes. IT operations management has the following functions: operation control, overseeing the execution and monitoring of operational activities and events in IT infrastructure. The operational control is purely from the day-to-day operational activity structure and events in the day closure of activities and the functioning and the new setup charges. Basically, the IT operation management focuses on the management of the daily activities, as I earlier said, as well as certain critical events which have to occur on a scheduled job manner. For example, there are periodic jobs which are scheduled to run on backup and recovery sites for storing the image snapshots or the virtual machine snapshots on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. The IT operation management also has facility management as a key component, which they are called as the Facility Management Services, or FMS. The FMS manages the physical IT environment of data centers, the computer rooms, and recovery sites. Facility management are the hands and feet on ground at data center and are of very high importance, especially when we are handling sensitive customer data, because they would be managing the data server rooms and computer rooms. Also, if there is an offline backup recovery center and tape drive recovery management system, the facility management FMS services are of key importance. IT operations has a structure of the operation management structure in which application management and infrastructure management are part of IT operations. Managing and executing of operational activities are the key functions. Application management includes day-to-day application-related change management, bug management, and patches. And infrastructure management obviously includes the operating system, hardware maintenance, AMC contracts, SLAs with the vendors, OEMs, and so on. Operation control does the following key activities. One is the console management. A console is wherein we could see the end-to-end view of the entire IT ecosystem. Job scheduling. Scheduling critical cron or which are also known as repetitive jobs which have to be scheduled in a timely manner. Backup and restoration activities, which are a part of the data recovery mechanisms, and a continuous ITDR drill mechanisms in which we have to keep on testing whatever we are backupping is also restorable and is efficient. Print and output management and general maintenance activities, which include AMC contracts, SLAs with vendors, and everything. IT operations has to be very robust, very methodological, and should design as many procedural controls as possible. There should be standard operating procedures for each of the mentioned activities, which would help in building up a good knowledge base and ease of onboarding of IT operational guys. IT operations. Application lifecycle management. Application development, maintenance, and management structure. The application development is concerned with activities needed to plan, design, and build an application that is used by the organization to address a business requirement. Each time a business requirement keeps on arising with regards to newer lines of business and newer dependencies. However, there has to be a complete end-to-end visibility in lines to designing and building an application which might be used for the organization. Application maintenance focuses on activities that are involved with deployment, operation, support, and optimization of the application. This is much more critical than the application development stage. Whereas application development is focusing on planning and designing and building a new application that would be required to address a business requirement. The application maintenance, on the other hand, is in fact operating and maintaining and supporting the changes which are going to get pushed on an existing application being used by an ongoing business. This implies that data is already flowing through these systems, and it is much more critical for an online application to get maintained. This is very similar to what, as end users, we try to keep on updating our apps which are present on our mobile phones. This is very similar to the same thing as we are trying to maintain the newest version level of the particular app. At the same time, for various enterprise-grade applications, the same bug fixing and pushing up of new changes requires application management. The focus is always kept while deployment and operating to have a robust patch management and a robust testing environment built in while maintaining the applications. The application management structure through activities to manage the applications are generic and consistent across applications. The same are performed by different groups as per technical skills and expertise. The management structure is very, very dependent and very, very focused on the different application ecosystem which are getting developed. For example, if there is a Java related application, which requires Java related management structure or PMO structure and every other IT ecosystem which depends on the Java basis, and the ecosystem of application support and maintenance is also on the similar lines. But if we are trying to develop something on the ASP side or the ASP.NET framework or the Silverlight framework, which is completely different than what the Java is being used, then the entire skill set, technical expertise, and the different groups which are required to manage, maintain, and develop are completely different. Application lifecycle management has the following management key functions: financial applications, infrastructure applications, messaging and collaborative applications, web portal or web applications, contact center applications, and function-specific applications. These are a few examples of the key applications used by any enterprise. Financial applications are typically the general ledgers, SAP systems, or Oracle systems, which might be used to maintain the finances of an enterprise. Infrastructure applications are the applications used to manage the infrastructure, likes of managing the current consumption of virtual machines. We would be using a VMware-based vSphere or certain some other applications which would require IT insights or the infrastructure insights. These applications are very, very much related to the IT infrastructure and also maybe very much linked to the OT infrastructure, which is the outside the plant architecture. Messaging and collaborative applications are applications which are used by internal employees to collaborate, likes of maybe SharePoint or Skype chats are basically being used for internal communications, internal conferences, WebEx kind of conferences, and web conferences. Messaging gateways or email gateways are also part of such applications. Web portal or web applications are wherein various business functions might use for either internal consumption or external consumption. When I say internal consumption, it would be used by the business business processing team or business operations team to manage the day-to-day operations of their business, whereas an external application, web application, which is being consumed by the end user of the particular business function. Web portals are ideally the portals or end-side websites of the firm or enterprise, which showcases their strengths, capacities, various functions, career websites, career portals, everything for that particular enterprise. Contact center applications are very, very focused for setting up a contact center or a call center, as we say it. Contact center applications have very good links with the internal telephony network and have to be managed with the customer CRM database or the customer management database. The contact center applications have to be very resilient and has to be on top of handling all customer requests. As end users, we have called many call centers whenever we face any challenges in the applications. At the same time, these contact center applications would also generate their ticketing IDs, which have to be mapped to the IT service desk if there are certain IT related services requests raised by the end user. Then there are function-specific applications which are very, very specific to functions, just like the contact center application is very, very focused towards call center. There could be something which is very focused for application. For example, in an insurance industry, there would be a claim application which would be very much focused for adhering to the insurance policy's claim mechanism, either on the end user or at the business user's end. Functions of infrastructure management. Acting as a custodian of technical knowledge and expertise related to the management of IT infrastructure. Ensuring appropriate resources are effectively trained and deployed to deliver, build, and transit, not only to operate and improve the technology required to deliver and support the IT infrastructure. The infrastructure management also assesses the skill sets available to manage infrastructure and the skills which are required to be developed going ahead. Infrastructure management is key as a key custodian of the entire expertise base, as well as it is related to the management of the IT infrastructure. The IT infrastructure not only deals with server landscape and databases and storage devices, but also the infrastructure which would be hosted at third-party locations. As an IT infra head or IT infrastructure, head of IT infrastructure, the resource is required to govern end-to-end delivery of all the infrastructure requirements arising out of the business needs or the operational needs. Sometimes the enterprise might take a call to outsource the entire infrastructure management to a third-party vendor. Nevertheless, in such a scenario, the SLAs, which are the service level agreements, and the exit clauses have to be very well ensured. And also, the vendor lock-in at such kind of scenarios must be also being focused, because there would be certain strategies put in place by the third-party infrastructure management service vendor which puts the enterprise locked into a particular IT infra environment. This has been a specific case study which was locking up of the various age-old banks set up in USA, wherein they have been locked to the mainframe, IBM mainframe structure, and they took really a lot of efforts and a lot of IT spend on transferring from the mainframe COBOL-based systems to the new age core banking systems which were developed in India. Defining standards to be adopted while deploying new architecture is a key process. Assessing risks in IT infrastructure architecture, giving feedback to availability and capacity management activities, participation in incident problem, performance, change and release management, and resource fulfillment. Providing information and managing configuration management systems, or the CMS systems. IT operations has to be keep on defining standards, new standards, while deploying any new architecture. The architectural differences has been key differences wherein we are deploying new systems. For every new standards, for every new architecture, new standards have to be addressed too. Assessing the risks in the IT infrastructure and architecture wise is very much critical. Architecture is a design level changes, and the design level changes must be adhered to strict standards and procedures. The feedbacks and availability and capacity management is also a key aspect of the IT operations. The IT operations must ensure that the capacity is very well managed so that the futuristic pipelines of managing the IT infrastructure is ensured. The capacity management is very well dealt in respect to storage management. As storage is something which is very critical for data integrity, and hence far-fetchedness or far-sightedness when we are discovering or where we are trying to deploy a new security tools with regards to data protection. At the same time, the capacity management of the data storage arrays and data storage systems in an IT infrastructure is very, very critical. Incident, problem, and performance management are also the day-to-day management operations of IT operations. The release management is the scheduled activity which should be controlled via the different life cycle processes, either agile or waterfall release management process used by the application team. resource fulfillment has to be done when it comes to the deployment of the resources or deployment of the applications which will be consuming the infrastructure resources. Infrastructure management. The teams managing infrastructure are mainly the mainframe management team. As I said, the mainframe as well as the legacy systems which still exist because of the vendor lock-in of the mainframes, and they have their own management team associated as subject matter experts for handling the mainframes. Then there is a server management team which deals with managing the hardware servers and physical servers. The servers are not just machines, but they also have a lot of firmware upgrades, a lot of driver upgrades, and a lot of EMC annual maintenance contract upgrades. There is a specific storage management team which deals with storage lifecycle management, storage linkages, as well as periodic backup and recovery storage management. The storage management team ensures that storage never runs out and adequate capacity management is ensured going ahead in future projects. The database management team manages the DBMS system or the database management system. The DBMS management system are the DBAs or the database administrators who are the admin controls of databases. Even if they are the administrators of databases, they should never ever be able to view the data which resides inside the database. They are predominantly used to manage the database system and not to govern the data which resides inside the database. There should be a strict line of segregation between what the database administrators can do while doing operations on daily management. And there are various security controls, likes of database activity monitoring, which is also called as DAM, which will ensure the security of database systems and maintain adequate audit logs of database accesses which are granted to genuine authorized and non-authorized users of the database systems. Then there is a network support team, or is also called as a network operations control, which is short formed as NOC. The NOCs are keep on scanning and keep on reporting the network bandwidth utilization of the complete infrastructure which is deployed on the data centers or also on the enterprise corporate network LAN. For example, there are certain outages related to network due to unavailability of the internet service provider of an enterprise. The network operations control is the one to channelize additional internet service provider or some other ways of mechanism so that the network is made available. Availability of the CIA triad, the A of the CIA triad is availability, and the network support team focuses their entire strength to make this network resilient and available for consumption. Then there's a desktop support team which manages the desktops, laptops and other supports. These are predominantly the hands and feet guys which resides on the desktops, and they keep on supporting and upgrading and pushing patches to the end operating systems. They are usually Windows operating systems or Linux based operating systems or Mac OS based laptops and servers and hardware systems which are deployed, but the desktop team has to understand as to what an end user is going through and what are the challenges the end user is facing. Application installing and uninstalling of critical applications are also in the hands of desktop support team. In case of ransomware kind of attacks, the desktop support team is the first responders team and can be compared with the fire extinguishing team of the fire support team, which comes up when case of there's a hazardous fire which is going on. The fire extinguishers come into picture. Similarly, the desktop support team are the first responders on the ground in case of a ransomware attack hitting the corporate network. Then comes the middleware management team, which manages the middlewares associated in the data center. Middlewares are ideally some softwares which are used to manage the underlying infrastructure. Ideally, they could be virtualized. In a virtualized environment, they could be something like VMware. And in a non-virtualized environment, they could be something like the IBM WebSphere. These are ideally, you know, middleware management teams which manage these middlewares. The JBoss, Apache management, Tomcat management, these are all basically management which is required for daily operations of the applications as well as the servers. Then comes the directory services team, which is managing the Active Directory and the authenticity of various applications. These are not just managing the authenticity of applications and servers, but also the desktop users, and hence are the directory services team. And last but not least are the IP-based telephony team, especially in a call center type of environment, when the all telephony network depends on the connectivity from the end user to the availability of call center is nothing but the IP-based telephony team. The IP-based telephony is very, very focused on VoIP-based calling and has to have line presence and availability, especially for continuous calling and upgrading.